Hello, world, and welcome to the Wolf's Den today. Today we have Mr. Tom Rich in the studio, and we're going to be talking about the coolest sounding CD I ever heard, the Lovesick Insomniacs. How you doing, bud?
Doing great.
Pleasure to meet you. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to meet you too.
And we got out in this little bit of a snowy night here, ladies and gentlemen. You wouldn't believe the things we do to put this show together for you.
Yeah.
So, Tom, where are you from, my friend?
I'm from Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia.
Born and raised?
Yeah.
Right on. Now, what part of Sackville?
Oh, over down by the Tim Hortons on Beaver Bank Road there.
Oh, you're on the opposite end of me, because I'm right beside the Tim Hortons off of Colquitt Road.
Nice.
First Lick?
That's how we reference everything in Sackville, is which Tim Hortons.
Yeah, exactly, or Avery's.
Yeah.
Or the Avery's. It's either the Beaver Bank Road Avery's or the Cobblecut Road Avery's. And the same with the Tim Hortons because they're both in the same place.
Yeah.
And pretty much next door to each other in the same location. So you lived there all your life?
Yeah, pretty well.
Sackville High or Millwood?
Sackville High.
All right. Yeah. There you go. What year did you graduate there?
It was 2001.
Oh, yeah. Holy cow. Been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Man, oh man. And you're still living there?
Yeah. Yeah, spent some time in Toronto.
Oh, my. What are you doing rainy night in Toronto anyway, huh?
Yeah, right?
So, you're living in Sackville. You like it out there. And how long you been playing music?
I've been playing music basically my whole life. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And how did you get started?
Just by being raised in a musical family.
Is that right?
My Uncle Jarvis Benoit was a fiddler. And him and his quartet used to play family parties and stuff. They'd be down in the living room rocking out,
giving her.
You know, my folks had put me and my brother and sister to bed, and then we'd wait a few minutes until they thought we were asleep, and then we'd sneak out and then go sit at the top of the stairs and listen to the band.
Oh my, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I have friends that Ryan's Fancy, I think it was Ryan's Fancy, used to come to their house all the time. And only they went down into the basement, and the parents used to make the kids go upstairs. But of course, the door always stayed open. And we, as neighborhood kids, they had little tiny wee small windows in their basement, and they'd open them up so the smoke and that would come out. And then we'd all congregate around them so we could hear the music.
Nice.
So that's where you got your influence for your style, or?
It definitely is in there. But growing up, like I was the fifth child in a family with six kids, and so it's a huge family, and I had different people saying, here, listen to this. I don't think I ever bought an album until I was, I don't know, 12 years old, 13 years old, but before that it was all just be, you know, borrowing CDs and making a little mixtape,
and I suppose
anything on it.
And I suppose with having siblings of all different ages,
they
all had different genres and different, you know, decades of music that they liked.
Yeah.
So you got to listen to some of it all.
Yeah.
Now, your sound now. Jim and I were talking, you know, and I got to say, really refreshing. Everything that you play is so upbeat and so lively and happy. But I gotta say that there is so many songs that you played that just took me back.
Nice.
Like melodies from the 60s and some of them, and then melodies from the 70s and others. And I also said to Jim, you know, I don't ever try to say somebody sounds like somebody else, because you sound like you, is who you sound like.
Yeah.
But there was parts of it that I had reminiscent of, say, the Partridge Family, David Cassidy, and the Monkees, and the very first song, Baby Said.
Yeah.
Jim and I were talking about that. The first thing that came out of our mouths was the Beatles.
Yeah.
So was that the kind of influence that really took hold with you? Or?
Yeah, for sure. I was really into, like, the Eagles when I was a kid.
Okay.
I went through this big Eagles phase. But then I got hooked on Green Day at the very same time.
Wow.
Like, it was around the same time that Green Day's big breakout hit came out on the album Dookie.
Yeah.
It was the same year as the Hell Freezes Over Eagles reunion tour.
Yeah.
And so, like, I guess it's just my style is a result of a lot of things that would typically contrast each other.
Well, but you know, really and truly, when you get right down to it, I don't see how music can be contradictory to itself.
Yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. First there was silence, and then there was a note.
Right.
You know? And I mean, I don't know. I for me, I think that I'd really, really like to come and catch you live.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my thing. I love live music over anything else because I love the rawness and the realness of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide anything from me.
Yeah.
When you're playing live, you know, and a lot of people are afraid of that, but for me, I think it gives the artist some real validity,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
To be a singer-songwriter and to be brave enough to get up on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not just playing music, you're bearing your soul, you're giving them your thoughts, you know? Funny thing about that is because they're your thoughts, but we all interpret them in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, what you wrote a song about is not what I'm thinking it's about,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
And we're going to figure that out here in a couple of minutes because we're going to listen to some of this Lovesick Insomniacs. So now, you grew up in Sackville, you went to Sackville High, you're still living in Sackville.
Yeah.
You must really like it out there.
Yeah, after the time in Toronto, I woke up one day out there and I said, you know, I think I want to go home and just plant some roots back down in the hometown and grow something right from there.
You know, I have friends and family that live in Ontario and I'm sorry. I mean, I love them,
yeah,
but I feel sorry for them. I feel really bad, really, really bad. My one cousin, I mean, she lives in this subdivision and the houses are all between 800 and 1,000,002 and 1,000,003.
Yeah.
And if the neighbor next door would have had a half decent steak on the barbecue, I would have had it. It was that close.
Yeah.
You know, and to pay $900,000 or $1,000,000 for a house that you can literally reach over and take a steak off your neighbor's barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Give me Nova Scotia any day of the week, you know. Be it Millwood, be it Lower Sackville, be it New Minas, I don't care. Give me Nova Scotia. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick musical interlude right here, and we're going to listen to the Tom Rich Band, and we're going to listen to a couple of cuts off of Lovesick Insomniacs.
Take it if you must, you can't have it, no way.
In the studio today, and we're listening to Lovesick Insomniacs. What a cool name for a band. I really think that would be an awesome name for a band. Now, Tom, do you write all your own stuff? Do you have co-writers, or you do it by yourself?
It's all me.
It's all you.
Yeah. You know, I've written with co-writers.
They've got medication for all those voices in your head. No, so now, we talked about Baby Said just very, very briefly. Not wearing pants.
Haha. So that line, that whole verse, is basically a metaphor for self-promotion.
Okay.
For when I first started this band, and because I've played as like a session musician, backing musician for lots of different people my whole life, but this project was really about, okay, I'm going to put myself in the front of this band and see what I can do with it. But immediately, like, trying to promote myself and advertise myself, having to write my own bio, what do I say about myself? It feels like you're walking around naked, asking everybody to take a good look.
Take a good look, yeah. And, you know, I would imagine you're probably like a lot of other musicians, that if you could just go play,
yeah,
you'd be happy.
Oh, yeah.
To get rid of all of that other stuff, the promotion and, you know, and the business end of things and chasing down, you know, people and stuff like that. Most musicians that I talk to say, look, you know, if I could just do that, you know, just that and nothing else, I'd be really happy. But yeah, I mean, well, you know what? Not wearing pants. I mean, buddy. Gift horse. You know, as high as your sense of truth. That, to me, is just an amazing line. Like, I mean, for somebody to soar, you know, as high as their sense of truth. Like, that's a deep, deep lyric, buddy. Is there something more behind that song? Like, is there, were you calling somebody out there, or?
Well, sometimes when I write, I'll just sit down and sing, and whatever comes out, and I write it down, and then I'll figure it out later.
Okay.
What was that about? I don't know. And I think that song is kind of like reflecting on like meeting up with people who, like, say, I grew up with, who made music too, and we were side by side as kids making music together, and adulthood hits, and they go off and do something else with their life, and I keep plugging away at this music.
Yeah.
And they come back and see what I have and say, oh, well, aren't you lucky? Well, luck has nothing to do with it, man.
Yeah.
Worked for it, you know?
Yeah, you know, my mother-in-law, they had a cottage on First Lake.
Yeah.
The last cottage on First Lake,
yeah.
Actually, when we sold it, yeah. But people, my mother-in-law, like, if you were ever around First Lake, you've probably seen my in-laws. They used to water ski on First
yeah.
Lake. And my mother-in-law was a water skiing champion. And people would come to the cottage and they would look around and they would say, oh, you're so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You're so lucky you have all this. And my mother-in-law would look at them and say the exact thing that you said.
Yeah.
Luck didn't have anything to do with it. Hard work and perseverance.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, when you stick with something, you know, I mean, let's face it, to be a musician,
mm-hmm.
okay? Jim was a musician back in the 70s. That's when you could work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Okay? You could get a gig for a month and get good pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could actually be a working, living musician.
Yeah.
And making a living off of it. And now, I mean, now it's, you know, it's like, it's scary stuff, man.
Yeah, it's a different world out there now.
I mean, the promotion you have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to your gigs. That costs you money.
Yeah.
You know, to make an album. I mean, you know, this little piece of plastic wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's the real price.
Yeah.
Because the real price is it's you.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't just a little round piece of plastic here with some grooves in it. This is you and who you
Absolutely.
Are and what you represent, you know? So now, Painted Love. China Doll. When you break, you fall. You know, and I was reading that and I thought, I was listening to that and I thought, wouldn't you fall first?
Yeah, I know, but then it wouldn't rhyme.
Then it wouldn't rhyme.
So I just sang the line backwards, you know.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You
think that there's something prolific in there that's, you know, that's really meaningful. And no, it just didn't rhyme. So I sang it backwards.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, my. Now, Fight Night. There were some different messages in that song for me.
Yeah, that's a different song for me too, because it's purely a fiction.
Okay,
like,
good.
I'm
kind of glad about that.
It's a couple, like a dysfunctional couple, and so the first verse is the female singing to the male, and then the second verse is the male kind of responding to all of this.
Okay.
And the choruses and the bridge, it could be either one, because they're kind of, you know, they're fighting and...
Yeah. Because, yeah, like, I mean, not your favorite song. You know, again...
But you play it all night long.
But you play it all night long. You know? And, I mean, and again, you can see now, talking to you,
mm-hmm.
I get the metaphor there of, you know, well, we're just doing the dance here.
Yeah.
You know, we're going around and around and we're fighting, but we're just, you know, like you said, not your favorite song. But
yeah,
you
it's kind of, there's one of them in this relationship who is maybe not ready to settle down and still wants to go out and live the high life, but the other character in the relationship is ready to just sit at home and flick on the television.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the reality of life, that that comes along and happens, and
yeah.
It sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
I was a bar fly, I was out every night of the week, and now you say you want to go to the bar, and it's like, do I have to?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind working them.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a benefit going or something, and I'm
yeah.
MCing or something, I don't mind that, but no, I don't know. Let's, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you rather play a really loud room or a really quiet room?
Lately I've been really, really craving an attentive listening audience. I've done a few intimate shows. I did a house concert in Belknap last year at the schoolhouse.
Okay.
So my friend Darlene owns a home out there that used to be a schoolhouse. It's a super cool building. She does house concerts out there.
Nice.
And it was really refreshing to not just sing for an audience that's paying attention, but also the noise in the room. Like, you know, you get a bar full of people who are just kind of chattering. Like, and then I'm trying to hear myself sing over that, right?
Yeah.
It gets to be tiring, especially on like a 5.5 hour gig.
Woo!
So, yeah.
Yeah, and that can, you know, there's not enough rooms in the city. Mm-hmm. There's not enough places that actually allow for musicians to really let people know who they are.
Yeah.
You know, if you're lucky enough that you can book a gig at the Carlton,
yeah,
that's a great spot, you know. But yeah, there's just too many places. Actually,
I'll be at the Carlton Thursday, February 27th.
There you go. Now, see, we're going to ask you a little bit about that later on, too. But yeah, like, I mean, the Carlton is a nice, quiet room.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand why people will pay $20 to go to a show and then not listen to any of it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I do a lot of festivals in the summertime.
Yeah.
And something that I have to constantly remind the people in the audience is, hey, maybe this band's not your favorite.
Yeah.
But somebody came here this weekend to hear them. So if you don't want to listen, please walk over there and talk.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, I mean, I just, I'm sorry, I don't get it. People pay $100 to go to a festival for a weekend.
Yeah.
And then they talk the whole time. Well, we're not talking for right now because we're going to listen to some music. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Rich Band with a Lovesick Insomniac CD. We're going to listen to some of that right now in the Wolf's Den on CIOE, the home of East Coast music.
Angry boy at the world, don't let them get to you. They're going to break you down. Little girl, your heart's anew. Watch what they say to you. They'll try to break you down. They'll divide it up, your conquered heart. You're gonna hate your lovers. Just dropping that bomb, the right thing to do. Yes, I'm gonna run for cover. Cause I've got divide and conquer blues. You point your gun at me, baby, please don't shoot. I've got no grievance left with you. Line news, they will pray over you, and then come swooping down. Little mouse, out of your hole, look what they've made for you. The cat's invited to. Yes, I've got divide and conquer blues. You point your gun at me, baby, please don't shoot. I've got no was dropping that bomb, the right thing to do. I'm gonna run for cover.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. We have Tom Rich in the studio today, and we're talking about his CD, Lovesick Insomniacs. And again, I just think it would be an excellent name for a band. But Sakura's in here with us, and he's your drummer, and you guys are best friends.
Yeah.
And you're from Turkey, and you've been here now for 3 years.
Yes.
You made some impressions on people. You get to work with some pretty good people here in the industry.
Yeah, I'm playing with Tom.
Yeah.
As you know, and I've been touring with Kristen Campbell, Blake Johnston.
Yeah.
Charlie Acord.
Yeah.
Dan Duaron.
Right on. All good people.
Starting to play with Superfluid.
Are you, do you know if you're,
session.
Are you going to be at Bane Fest this summer, do you know? With
Kristen? Yeah, I'm playing, yeah.
Excellent.
I'm playing.
Excellent.
It will be awesome.
Yes, it will. Now, Tom, how did you meet this character?
Oh, wow. So, my good friend Matthew Pickup, we had a band together called the Dang Danglers, and he's got a solo project of his own. He's quite a prolific writer. And so he contacted me one day, and he said, "Hey, Tom, I heard there's a new drummer in town from Turkey. He's supposed to be really good. And we needed a drummer for his band to play live shows." And I said, "Oh, that's pretty cool. I'll keep my ears open." And literally later that day, I got a text message from my buddy Steve Thorne. And he says, "Hey, we're having a jam at my house tonight. There's this new drummer in town. He's from Turkey." So I said, "Okay, I'll come out." And I was on a reconnaissance mission.
And he didn't know you were there to hear him.
And so at the end of the night, I called up Matt. I said, "Matt, he's awesome. We definitely want him." And so from there we went.
So do you visit Matt at his house?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, come down the street and say hi.
Okay.
Because he lives at the beginning of the street.
Oh.
And I live at the end of the street.
Oh, nice. Right.
And
yeah.
You know something? I have never met him.
Oh, man, you...
I've met his wife.
Yeah.
I've spoken to his wife.
Yeah.
But I have never met Matthew. I think I've seen him. But somebody
said... Have you heard his music?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll hook you up with some.
Good.
Yeah.
But it's unreal. He lives on Birch Grove Drive.
Yeah.
And he lives at one end of the street, and I live at the other.
Yeah.
Somebody at the radio station one day said, "You know, there's a guy that lives close to you that's a wicked good musician." And I said, "Who's that?" I said, "Matt Pickup." And I said, "Never heard of him."
Yeah.
And then they laughed at me and they said, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah, no, I've honestly never heard of him." They said, "Well, it's funny because he lives on the same street as you do." So, yeah, so you'll
cool.
have to hook me up with him because
yeah.
I'd really like to, I've heard lots and lots of great things about him. And with him being just down the street, that would be just too
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, we're sitting on a little project we haven't released yet.
Well, that's
that,
what the Wolf Den's all about,
yeah.
my friend.
So we'll slip it your way.
That sounds really, really good to
yeah.
me. Okay, so let's get back to a little bit more about you here. We talked, okay, the circus. The circus was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really love the line in it, "You won't find me knocking on your door."
Yeah.
I just thought that was the coolest thing. It says, "Bye-bye."
Yeah.
We're done.
Mm.
So that basically, I hope I got that one right.
Yeah, that song's basically just
yeah.
know, somebody walking away from a toxic relationship kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was great. "You won't find me knocking at your door."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote it in the shower.
Yeah, that's right. Now, "Divide and Conquer the Blues." And again, when I seen the title, I thought, now, is this going to be bluesy,
mm-hmm.
or is it just the title?
Yeah.
And it was just the title.
Yeah.
But it is a really cool song. There's, again, I love your way with words. Like,
thanks.
You know, like, you got to be a punster. You have to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, I can see you poking puns at people because...
They can get pretty dry.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm thinking, because some of the lyrics here, you know... I don't know. "Serving bottles, cleaning floors, Leanne."
Yeah.
You know, that was a cool song too.
Yeah.
Reminded me a lot of things that have gone on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so now, how does this process work for you, this songwriting stuff?
It varies. Like sometimes I'll be out and about and get an idea for a song or see something happening. No, that's a good idea for a song. Like that song, Leanne, was inspired by a Toronto bar I used to hang out at. And there was a bartender there. Her name actually wasn't Leanne. But I would just watch men come in and and basically just sit at the bar and drink after drink and fall in love with her. Some would, you know, they would say, hey, I got us 2 plane tickets to Barbados. Let's leave in the morning, darling. Come on.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, maybe I'll write a song about falling in love with the bartender.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know what, that's probably a scenario that's happened quite a few times.
Yeah.
You know, like probably happening right now. Somewhere is in Halifax right now. There's some young guy that's half in the bag, and he's fallen in love with the barmaid behind the bar.
Yeah.
So now, we were talking earlier about playing and stuff like that, and I'm just wondering, I don't understand how you guys can do it. I used to do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And got asked a lot to do bars and stuff like that. You know, people say, oh, you guys are funny. Why don't you come and, you know, and I always said no.
Yeah.
And people always ask me, why? Why wouldn't you go? And I said, because nobody listens.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sorry. You get paid to go on stage and to entertain people. And yet, it must be so frustrating to be up there playing and to look out into the audience and see that everybody's talking.
Yeah.
Nobody's looking your way. I mean, for me, I don't know if I would have the perseverance that I could stay.
Yeah. It's challenging, but it can be rewarding too, because sometimes you get just enough people. And you know, there's that one guy down there at the bar, and you can see he's listening.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like golf, you know, like I'm a terrible golfer, but if I make that one nice shot, it's worth the whole day.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a waste of a good walk, if you ask me. Chasing a little ball around. I used to do it. Yeah. Robin Williams says, when he, did you ever see the skit he does about golf? The guy, he describes when golf was invented.
Yeah.
And this guy is telling his buddy all about the game. Mm-hmm. And he's telling him, you take the stick and you whack it and you 300 yards down the way and put it in a little hole. And the guy goes, you do that once? And he goes, no, 18 bleep bleep times, right? Oh my, but yeah, I don't know. For me, I think I'm going to say this to all of the musicians that are out there that are listening, and I don't care if you just play on the weekends for your friends and your family, whatever you do. If you play a musical instrument and you get in front of people, I take my hat off to you. But okay, Tom, so now what, we're going to listen to some music. We're going to come back, and when we come back, I want to find out where you're going to be in the next couple of months, how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah.
And would you be so kind as to play us a couple of tunes?
For sure.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and relax. We're going to bring you some music from the Tom Rich Band. Love Sick Insomniacs is the name of the CD. And you're listening to it on the Wolf's Den right here on CIOE, the home of East Coast music.
Trying to find your secret club. They're in the basement.
save me.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Tom Rich Band in the studio today, and we're listening to Lovesick Insomniacs. I can say that all day long.
Nice.
I just think that is so cool. Now, a couple more songs on the CD, Still Alive. When the Devil Comes and Shoots Me from Behind.
Yeah.
What was the next line? I still...
Flap my wings and fly.
Flap my wings and fly, yeah. Like... The devil coming up behind you.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do that, would he?
No.
Now, All or Nothing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to listen to those last two songs, Picture on the Wall or All or Nothing. So, what do you want to tell me about them?
Well, All or Nothing was inspired by a friend of mine in Toronto who had a manager who ended up being not the most honest person.
Ooh.
And when we found out that the band was funded from allegedly stolen money, stolen from a charity supposedly, it was real slimy. So the guy cut his ties with him, but he still had one of his guitars at his house, and he tried to hold his guitar for ransom.
Really?
It didn't work out.
That didn't work out good for him
either. My friend got his guitar back, and I got a little song idea.
All or Nothing. Now, Picture on the Wall.
And Picture on the Wall was actually a leftover. I did an album by myself that I recorded on GarageBand. I used to have a trailer home up in Woodbine Trailer Park in Beaver Bank. And I did this album called American Fantasy. And I recorded it all myself. Played all the instruments myself. Did all the art. It was a completely one-man project. And I had Picture on the Wall written at that time, but I thought, it didn't really fit, so I was just going to hang on to it. And it ended up being kind of the perfect way to end off this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, that's something that we didn't really get into tonight, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at you, and you've got an acoustic guitar in your hand, but all of the videos that I watch of you, most of the time, you're playing that great big old bass.
Yeah.
So, that's a little different.
Yeah.
You know, you don't usually hear too many front guys that are bass players.
Yeah.
You know, they don't usually like to be right up front.
Yeah, I love it. I started playing the bass when I was 10 years old.
So now when you write, do you write with the bass or do you write with the guitar?
Mostly with the guitar, yeah.
Well, that's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I learned the guitar so that I have something to sing to. I started playing the bass when I was a kid at 10 years old, and then it was around 14, 15 when I started writing and I wanted to sing, and I just, the bass by itself, I just didn't have enough support for, you know, creating a song and really hearing everything that I wanted to hear. So I started banging around on this guitar. Actually, it was my dad's guitar at the time.
Okay.
He eventually gave it to me.
Well, you were playing it enough. He says,
yeah.
You've got it in your hands enough, you may as well keep it.
Yeah.
So the guitar is actually like a second instrument to you now. What else do you play?
I can play the drums and a bit of piano, kind of just enough that if I've got a demo I want to do, I can lay it down a little line.
Speaking of keys.
Yeah.
Who's playing keys on Babysit on the video?
Oh, that is Jason Keddie.
Man,
he's fabulous.
He can play.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, no. I like I said, we checked out some videos and stuff like that, and just great all around to see. Now, where are we gonna find you?
This Thursday on the 27th, I'm doing a songwriters night at the Carlton.
Nice.
With Leona Berkey and a few other fine folk.
Oh my darling.
Yeah.
Give her a big hug for me.
Will
you tell her that's
from
the Wolf? Oh, yeah, she's a doll.
Yeah, she's sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some recording with her as well in March.
Right on. I'd be very interested to hear about that project. Yeah, no, Leona is an amazing, amazing musician.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She's a lovely, lovely person. I can't wait. I'm not wishing my life away or anything, but I'm really looking forward to Banefest because I know she's going to be there, and it's going to be a good weekend. But yeah. So okay, so you're at the Carlton. Anything else?
And then I've got two Fridays in a row coming up at the Shoe Shop.
At the Shoe Shop.
Yeah, they're open late now, and so we'll be playing, me and Sarah Kahn, actually. We start at 10 p.m., and we play until 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. Getting some long ones in. I got St. Patrick's Day. I'm playing at the Turtleback out in Fall River.
Yeah, John Sear plays out there every now and again. That's just a little tiny wee spot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not real big.
No. And then there's Colleen's that's upstairs from Monty's, and she's doing really well there with live music.
Oh, nice.
And don't forget about our Pizza Town, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm actually there on March 7th.
I'll be there.
Town.
I'll be there to see you, buddy, because it's a short walk from home. You know, so that's great.
Thanks.
All right, listen, my friend, I want to thank you very much for stopping in today. It wasn't the greatest day in the world for weather.
It's all right. And, we made it.
We made it, yeah. Now, whether or not we get home, that's another story altogether. Mm-hmm. Might be midnight or so. Well, you're not going to get home until after that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We've got practice.
We've got a rehearsal.
But, again, I want to thank you very much for stopping in. And really, really looking forward to getting out and catching you in a live show. I might even try to get into the Carlton that night.
Awesome.
It'd be nice to see. I'd really like to see you and Leona out there together. That would that would be pretty cool. She's a nice lady, and she's certainly a good entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, so are you, my friend, and thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to get you to play a couple of live songs for us here before we leave. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the drill. Please, please, please be kind to each other. Be nice. It doesn't take anything at all to be nice to somebody. Just a smile is being nice. So do it, please. And always, always, always hug the ones you love.
Teddy bear. He ain't like the other teddy bears. Some more. I really
Hyde in the Wolf's Den. Got another one for us, brother?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, sure.
Something to keep you warm on a cold night out there, ladies and gentlemen. Stop in 2 Mondays from now and you can catch the whole interview. We had a great time tonight.
Let's play something from the album. How about we'll do... Yeah, let's do Leanne.
Yeah, let's do Leanne.